Friends, this is the final celebration of this wonderful day where we remember Christ coming to his enemies. We had become by then God's enemies. Satan came in and he broke the fellowship with God. And he got mankind properly on his side. With hearts and desires that clashed in every aspect with God's will for mankind. And as I walked up and I looked at you, I saw the fruit of this gospel. I saw groups of people, population groups that traditionally have been enemies of each other. Different colors, nationalities, and races. United. That is the fruit of revival. Whenever God works in a deep way, the natural man and the animosities disappear. I remember in the 4 years I was a Christian before I came here in
1978.
How I visited different churches, looking for revival, reading in books about revival. I remember the last revivals I heard, and excuse me if I've said it already here, were books by Dr. Kurt Koch, where he wrote about the revival in Indonesia and in Canada. In many churches I visited in those days, I had people, I heard powerful preachers who spoke the truth and who preached the truth in honesty.
And
but nowhere did I see what I saw here when I came here. People of different races in absolute unity working together for God's kingdom. You watch it. When the revival stops, when God is not in our midst anymore, you will see slowly but surely that separation creeping in amongst us again. May God be merciful to us. Let us pray together. Lord, we are reminded of your servant Paul when he spoke to the one congregation and he said to them, I am before you in fear and trembling.
Nkosi sikhunjuzwa amazwi enceku yakho uPaul ngesikhathi ekhuluma kwelinye lamabandla ethi ngimi phambi kwenu ngokwesaba nokuthuthumela.
We pray, Lord, that even way though we may be here in fear and trembling, as Paul said, that you will be here in the power of your Spirit.
Nkosi siyathandaza ukuthi noma ngabe kunjalo singabantu abamisithuthumela phambi kwakho njengoba asho uPaul, kodwa noma kunjalo amandla akho abonakaliswe phakathi kwethu.
That your Spirit will not leave us.
Ukuba umoya wakho ungasishiyi.
That it won't, the service won't consist of eloquent speaking.
Ukuze Nkosi lenkonzo ingakhelwa emazwini anokuhlakanipha nokwazi.
But that the power of your Spirit may be present with us.
Kodwa ukuba amandla omoya wakho ingcwele kube yiwona aphakathi kwethu.
As if you were born afresh in our midst today.
Kuze kube sengathi Nkosi uzelwe kabusha phakathi kwethu.
We ask it for your name's sake.
Siyakucela lokhu ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
As I walked up here and I prepared for the service, these words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 3 came to me.
Amazwi umpostoli uPaul afikile kimi encwadini yabaseKorinte boqala isahluko sesibili.
Where Paul said to the Corinthians,
lapho uPaul ethi khona kwabaseKorinte,
I was with you in much fear and trembling.
Ethi bengiphakathi kwenu ngokwesaba nokuthuthumela.
But in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa kungomoya kamoya kamandla omoya kaNkuluNkulu.
Friends, we are not always the same.
Bahlobo asifani sonke njoba silapha.
Sometimes we are weak.
Kwesinye isikhathi singabantu abangenamandla abathakathaka.
Sometimes we come out of difficulty.
Kwesinye isikhathi sizibone singabantu abaphuma ebunzimeni.
Sometimes we may be full of confidence.
Kwesinye isikhathi sizithole singabantu abanethemba nokuzethemba.
And sometimes we may not be so confident and we may be unsure and in fear and trembling.
Kwesinye isikhathi sizithole singabantu abangenalo ithemba nokuzimela, singenaso iqiniseko futhi nokwesaba kukhona.
And there is a very big danger for us as humans that we look at the physical strength of the person standing in front of us.
Kodwa ikhona ingozi esiye sibe nayo mhlambe thina kwesinye isikhathi thina bantu masibona umuntu emi phambi kwethu bese simqala ngamandla akhe ukuthi angakanani.
How confident he is.
Sibona ukuthi lo muntu unesiqiniseko esingakanani salento ayishoyo.
And how he speaks eloquently maybe.
Mhlambe simbheke ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuhlakanipha okungakanani lo muntu.
And we miss the working of God's Spirit in the whole thing.
Bese silahlekelwa ukusebenza kumoya kaNkuluNkulu kuyo yonke leyo nto.
And that is my prayer for today.
Lo ngumthandazi wami enginawo namhlanje.
That God would be present even though the word may come to you in fear and trembling.
Ukuba uNkulunkulu abe phakathi kwethu noma ngabe amazwi ezophuma kimina emlonyeni womuntu onokwesaba nokuthuthumela.
Because the message that God has laid on my heart for today is a very, very simple message.
Ngoba umbiko uNkulunkulu awubekile enhlizweni yami namhlanje kungumbiko oqondile nozwakalayo.
And I can just pray that the Lord would bless it and use it.
Kodwa sengithandazela nje kwangathi uNkulunkulu angawusebenzisa lo mbiko.
Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
Ake sivule amaBhayibheli ethu encwadini ngokukaLuke isahluko sesibili.
Luke chapter 2 and from verse 25.
Sifunde encwadini ngokukaLuke isahluko sesibili, siqala ukufunda evesini lamashumi amabili nanhlanu 25.
I want to read quite a few verses.
Ngizofunda ke amavesi amaningana.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
Verse 25, Bheka kwakukhona umuntu eJerusalema ogama lakhe lalinguSimeyoni. Lo muntu wayilungile, emesaba uNkulunkulu, ebhekile induduzo kaIsrayeli, nomoya ongcwele wayephezu kwakhe.
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Kwakubonakalisiwe kuye ngomoya ongcwele ukuthi akayikubona ukufa engekamboni uKristu weNkosi.
And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,
wafika ngomoya ethempelini kwathi kuba ke abazali balethe umntwana eJerusalem ukuba benze kuye njengesiko lomthetho.
He came, we read, he came, this old man came in the temple in the Spirit.
Lo muntu obusemkhulile semdala kangaka wafika ngomoya ethempelini.
He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
Wamamukela ngokumgona wambonga uNkulunkulu wathi,
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace with according to your word.
Sale usumukisa ngokuthula inceku yakho somandla njengezwi lakho.
For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
Ngokuba amehlo ami abonile insindiso yakho oyilungisele ebusweni babantu bonke.
A light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
Ukukhanya kokwambulela abezizwe nenkazimulo yesizwe sakho uIsrayeli.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And then especially the next two verses. And Simeon blessed him, them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed.
Verse 34, Simeon wababusisa wathi kuMaria unina, Bheka lo umiselwe ukuwa nokuvuka kwabaningi kuIsrayeli nesibonakaliso esiphikwayo.
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the soul, the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Yebo inkemba iyakudabula nowakho umphefumulo ukuba kwambulwe izizindlo zezinhliziyo eziningi.
Can I read those two verses again?
Ngingawaphinda indawo amavesi amabili na.
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary's mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed.
Verse 34, Simeon wababusisa wathi kuMaria unina, Bheka lo umiselwe ukuwa nokuvuka kwabaningi kuIsrayeli nesibonakaliso esiphikwayo.
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
Yebo inkemba iyakudabula nowakho umphefumulo ukuba kwambulwe izizindlo zezinhliziyo eziningi.
And then just two verses in the first book of first epistle of Peter.
Masingala phencwadini yokuqala kaPetro, sithatha amavesi amabili futhi nakhona,
which says very much the same as these two verses.
La mavesi kakhuluma nje ukucishe kufane nalapha nalokho sesifundile lapha.
So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, quote, the stone that the builders rejected has become this cornerstone.
Chapter
2, verse 7, sorry.
Isahluko sesibili, verse lika 7. Ngakho-ke kini enikholwayo, ligugu, kepha kwabangakholwayo, itshe abalinqabayo, abakhi,
Verse 8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, they stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to. Peter actually here quotes a verse from the Old Testament from Isaiah 8:15. Friends, the birth of Christ, it always struck me. The birth of Christ, the good news of peace on earth to all men, is going to be a dividing factor. And many will stumble in the process. And let me just go straight to the point. What has the birth of Christ's effect been in your life? What has happened in your life? Has it led in your life to you being resurrected from the dead? Or has it become a stumbling block for you that will make you stumble after you were walking sometime? It is a point. It is something of strength and resurrection to those who believe that were dead in their sins, in their hopelessness, in their terrible state.
Lokhu kuyinto enikeza amandla nethemba, kuyabavuselela labo abantu abakholwayo nabantu abazibonelayo ukuthi bona babesezonweni zabo befile ngokuhamba ezonweni zabo.
People that come to the Lord Jesus are desperate because they are hopeless, without any hope.
Abantu abeza inkosini uJesu Kristu beza kuyo ngoba bezibonela ukuthi abanalo ithemba, balahlekelwe ithemba, bafuna ukuvuselela.
And to people who are so desperate, so lost in sin, so damned and doomed, it is a resurrection. It's a power to resurrect them out of the life of sin.
But
we read that it is going to be, it is also appointed for a fall of many.
Kodwa siyafunda lapha ukuthi lona lelitshe noma yena uKristu umiselwe ukuwa kwabaningi.
What is busy happening now, not has happened, not will happen. What is busy happening now in your life?
Uma singabheka ukuthi yini enzekayo manje, hayi into eyenzeka ngesikhathi esedlule, kodwa into eyenzekayo manje nasempilweni yakho futhi.
Is it helping you? Is it making you rise out of darkness and lost hopelessness in sin? Or is it causing you to fall? Why? How can it cause you to fall? Because the thoughts of many hearts are being revealed through his birth.
Genxa yokuthi izizindlo zabaningi ziyavezwa obala zidalulwe ngokuzalwa kwakhe.
And in order not to stretch it out, I want to tell you two incidents that really took place in history that demonstrates the two effects that the birth of Christ can have in a person's life.
Ngaphandle ukuthi ngelule kakhulu ngithanda ukuthi ngithinte izigameko ezimbili nje ezenzeka emlandweni ezifakazela khona lokho esikhuluma ngakho ngokuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu Kristu.
A few hundred years ago, in an island called Cape Hatteras, it's off the coast of North Carolina, this island.
Emnyakeni emingamakhulu nje ambalwa edlule kwenzeka isigameko esithile le enyakatho neCaroline.
There lived men on that island whose purpose it was to lead ships on the rocks and destroy them.
Kuleso siqhingi leso kuthiwa kwakukhona indoda eyayihlala lapho. Umsebenzi wawo nenjongo yakwakuwukuthi idukise imkhumbi, iduke le mkhumbi bese ishayeka emadwaleni bese iphahlazeka khona lapho le mkhumbi.
And through the years, they became known as the wreckers. In other words, those who cause disaster.
Kusho ukuthi kuleyo ndawo kwase kwaziwa ukuthi kuhlala abantu noma umuntu onjena okwazi ukuthi adale inhlekelele nencithakalo emkhumbini efika kuleyo ndawo.
How did that happen?
Kwenzeka kanjani lokhu?
That all the people on this island became known as the wreckers, people who destroyed the lives of others.
Ukuze kufike la abantu abahlala kulesi siqhingi baziwe ngokuthi ngabantu abadala izinhlekelele becekela phansi imkhumbi kwadalwa yini na?
It happened through certain circumstances through which the devil got into their hearts.
Kwenzeka ngesigameko esithile lapho uSathane angena khona phakathi kwabo.
Because a few ships, the island was surrounded by rocks.
Ngoba lesi siqhingi lesi sizungezwe ngamatshe khona amatshe akhona lapho.
And some ships ran onto the rocks and was destroyed.
Imkhumbi eminye mayifika lapho yafike yagibela phezu kwalamadwala yayisihlakazeka icekeleka phansi.
And then the sea would wash the things from the wreck of the ship onto the beach.
Amaza olwandle ke bese ethatha lezinto lezi ebezikhona emkhumbini is amaza amagagasi azikhiphele ngaphandle.
And the people would go and they would pick up all these things on the beach which they could use, which came from these ships.
Abantu baleyo ndawo bese beya ke eduze kwalolulwandle nalamagagasi bathathe lezinto lezi eziphuma khona emkhunjini bezisebenzise.
But then the devil made a light go on in the minds of these people.
Kodwa uSathane wayesefaka into ethile ezingqondweni zalaba bantu.
That there is a way in which they can use the conditions of this island to grow rich.
Base becabanga ukuthi ikhona kanti indlela ukuthi singasebenzisa lesiqhingi sethu ukuba sizicebise thina sinothe ngalesiqhingi sethu.
The island's name was, it was called Nag's Neck.
Igama lalezo siqhingi lalibizwa kanjalo, Nag's Neck.
Nag is an old English word for horse.
Kusho ukuthi ke igama lesingisi elalisetshenziswa kuqala ngesikhathi samangisi lichaza ihashi.
It actually meant the horse's head.
Empeleni kwakuchaza ikhanda lehashi ngokubeka ngaleyo ndlela.
That's the name that this island people got.
Empeleni ke laba bantu balesi siqhingi bathola leli gama leli kubaqambe lesi siqhingi ngalelo gama.
How did they get that name?
Balithola kanjani lelo gama futhi?
They got that name because the people would go at night and they would tie a lantern to the head of a horse.
Balithola leli gama leli ngokuthi abantu babehamba la ebusuku bese bethatha amakhandlela namalambo babophele amakhanda amahashi.
And let me just say again.
Angiphinde futhi.
Things will happen in your life which you didn't plan to happen.
Izinto ziyokwenzeka empilweni yakho ongazange uzihlele ukuba ziyokwenzeka.
But will open your mind suddenly to a way the devil looks at things that is different from the way God looks at things.
Kodwa siyovula into engqondweni yakho izinto bese uzibona ngenye indlela hayi le ndlela uNkulunkulu afuna uzibone ngayo.
It will be like a light going on in your mind.
Kuvele kube sengathi khona ukukhanya okufikile emqondweni wakho.
Like with Eve.
Njengo Eva.
When the devil said no, this fruit will make you clever, and suddenly a light went on and they saw it different from what God had said.
Ngesikhathi uSathane efika kuEva ethi lesi sihlahla noma lesi sithelo siyokwenza uhlakaniphe, kwaba sengathi khona into efika emqondweni wakhe.
Be careful when a light goes on in your mind that you check it to make sure that it is from God.
Aphelisisa mhlobo wami ukuthi makhona ukukhanya nje okuthile okufikayo emqondweni wakho ngento ethile ukuhlola ukuthi uqhamuka kuNkulunkulu na.
Check with a man of God, a trustworthy man of God, to make sure that the light is not from below.
Hlola nomuntu kaNkulunkulu uthandaze naye umbuzo ukuthi lokhu akuqhamuki yini esikogweni na.
So they tied a lamp to the horse's head.
And
they led the horse up and down. Now, as a horse walks, his head does this. And for ships who were coming past at night, and they were looking for a safe place to get past the island where there are no rocks,
abashayeli bemikhumbi mabefuna ukuthi bathole indawo enhle yokuthi badlule lapho kungekho khona amadwala,
they would see the lamp, the lantern on the horse's head doing this.
Bese beqaphelisisa nakho lokhu kukhanya kodwa kungukhanya okuboshelwe emakhanda amahashi enyakaza ehla enyuka.
And it would look to them like a lamp on the back of a ship, because on the backs of the ships they had a lantern always.
Bese kubonakala sengathi ke yilambu nje elikomnye umkhumbi mhlambe ngemuva, ngoba imkhumbi yayijwayele ukuthi ibe namalambu ikhanyise ngemuva.
A ship that goes up and down in the waves.
Imkhumbi bonakala sengathi ke iyehle enyuka nayo ngenxa yamagagasi.
And they would think, oh, there's a ship, he's got through the rocks, let me follow him.
Abashayeli bemkhumbi bacabanga ukuthi ke hayi kusho ukuthi ke vele yeminye imikhumbi le esingenile lapha isithole indawo yokungena nathi masilandele khona.
Friends, may God give us discernment.
Bahlobo uNkulunkulu angathi angasinikeza ukuhlakanipha.
Because you can be thinking that God is leading you and giving you a direction, and you don't realize that it's a wrecker that's causing it.
Ngoba nawe ungacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyena okuholayo okunikeza indlela yokuhamba, kanti empeleni yilezi zinto ezizodicilela phansi, lezi zinto ezidala inhlekelele.
And then the ship would go towards the lamp.
Uma kunjalo ke bese umkhumbi ulandela ke lokho kukhanya lokho.
And it would hit the rocks.
Emveni kwalokho uhlangane namadwala.
Be bashed to pieces on the shore.
Bese uhlakazeka ke umkhumbi ulimale khona lapho.
And then the next morning, the people who lived in the island would come to the beach. And they would pick up all kinds of very precious things that was on the ship that was went onto the rocks. Be careful for the desire to become big. Be careful of pride. Because you will turn into a wrecker that wrecked the lives of other people.
Ngoba nawo ungawela ezandleni zalobo abantu abacekela phansi, abacekela izimpilo zabantu phansi.
It became a thriving business, a fantastic business.
Kwaqala ke khona lapho kwaba ibhizinisi elihle manje liqhubekayo kule ndawo.
Later, if people would visit the island, they would show people the houses. Oh, the houses. But they were furnished with grand and very expensive and very smart things that they picked up from the beach from ships that wrecked. Some ships wrecked by accident. But other through treachery, through deception. I ask you to take a guess how many ships they destroyed like this.
ships.
People who died.
Nabantu abafa lapho.
Lives destroyed.
Izimpilo zacekeleka phansi.
Because of ships that went on the rocks. And they would have in their houses the smartest things. Paul says, beware of the love of money. Money is the root of all evil. Now we know that traditionally, the church has three main kinds of records. That makes people's spiritual ships, the ship of their faith, go on the rocks and be destroyed. The first is the world. Everything of the world. The way the world dress. The morals of the world. What is right and what is wrong in the world's eyes. Social media. You know that I can pick up when a person spends a lot of time on social media. You can pick it up because he's accepted so much of the standard of the world in social media.
He
talks a specific jargon. He uses specific words which you'll find on social media. Everybody is using it. It's a spirit that comes out of that in a way, because somehow people latches onto that and they express themselves and they think all in the same way. You don't have to turn there, but in Romans 12:2, Paul says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world. Not necessarily the sins, but the pattern, the way the world does things. And then he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some people want to come to the Lord and then they expect suddenly their thoughts to change. But God's word says our minds must be renewed. Slowly but surely we must learn to think in God's way, the way God sees things. And the second record is this. The flesh. The flesh can come very blatant to you.
inyama yakho ingaba into encithakalo nengozi kuwe.
In the desire of lust.
Nezinkanuko zenyama.
Where the devil will open your eyes when you speak to somebody, and suddenly he opens your eyes to a new world, a sexual world of this person.
Lapho uSathane efika khona, uma ukhuluma nje nomuntu, bese uSathane avule ingqondo yakho namehlo akho, bese umbona lo muntu ngeso lezinkanuko, bese umkhanyukela.
But it can be much more subtle.
Kodwa kungenzeka futhi ngendlela enokuhlakanipha.
Where it comes in a sense that we think like that, they think like that.
Kufike ngendlela nje uSathane azokuphendula aguqule ngayo ukuthi hayi ibona phela abacabanga kanjalo thina ngokwethu sicabanga ngalendlela.
Have you seen people being in an accident and heard what they say?
Wakuhlangana nabantu abasengozini bese ulalela ukuthi bathini?
When it's a white,
uma kuwomhlophe,
he says, yeah, that's just, he just did this in front of me, that's just what the blacks are like.
Bese ethi lo mhlophe, ya uvele wenza njena nje phambi kwami emgwaqweni, banjena kabantu abansundu.
When it's a black,
uma kuwumuntu onsundu,
now just look at this white man here.
Aphendule lo nsundu athi ubheke nje labelungu ukuthi benzani.
That is the wrecker at work in your heart.
Lo ilonchithakalo nomuntu odala leyonchithakalo enhlizweni yakho.
And the devil wants to destroy God's work with the spirit of the flesh in you and me.
USathane ufuna ukuthi adicilele phansi ahlakaze umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu ngalo moya awufakayo kimi nakuwe.
This work is the result of a man that destroyed the flesh, reached out and allowed God to bring unity amongst people of different races.
Lo msebenzi esikuwo waqalwa ngumuntu kuyisithelo zomuntu owabulala yena qala inyama yakhe wayesephumela kubantu waletha ukuzwana phakathi kwabantu.
The last wrecker is the one that uses all these other wreckers. And that is the devil himself.
Lo nguSathane uqobo lwakhe.
He uses the flesh in you.
Usebenzisa inyama yakho.
He uses the other attractions.
Bese sebenzisa ezinye izinto ezihehayo.
He uses the world.
Asebenzise izwe.
And he's pulling the strings behind the curtains.
Bese kuba uye ozoyisetha yonke lento ayihlanganise ngale ngemuva.
And again, you don't have to turn there, but in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, just write it down and you can look later.
Ningafundi ke mhlambe encwadini yokuqala kaPeter isahluko sesihlanu ningabe nibheke ngokuhamba kwesikhathi.
Peter tells us that the devil walks up and down like a roaring lion.
UPetro usitshela ukuthi uSathane uhamba uyahamba hamba njengebhubesi elibhodlayo.
Friends, the devil is walking around us even as we are seated here like a roaring lion.
Bahlobo uSathane uyahamba hamba nakhona njengoba sihleli lapha njengebhubesi elibhodlayo.
That's why in verse 9 Peter says, resist him, standing firm in the faith.
Ingakho evesini ka-9 uPetro aqhubeke athi melalani naye nime naye inqine ningamvumeli.
And then he says an interesting thing.
Bese qhubeke esho into eyisimanga.
Because you know that your brothers throughout the world are going the same kind of sufferings.
Athi ngoba abafuwenu abakhona ezweni nabo bahlangana nokuhlupheka okunjalo.
The same kind of sufferings.
Ukuhlupheka okufana nokwenu.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, for you and me to resist the devil will often mean suffering for us.
Mfowethu nodadewethu, uma ufuna ukuthi umlandele uKristu ngokweqiniso, kungakubiza ukuthi uhlupheke nawe.
Prepare yourself for that.
Zilungiselele ukuhlangana nalokho.
You will be exposed to sufferings and don't be surprised if all kinds of sufferings come upon you while you are resisting the devil.
Uyohlangana nezinkinga ezithile kulungiselele lokho ngoba zonke izinhlobo ezahlukahlukene zokuhlupheka ziyoza kuwe uma ufuna ukuthi umelane
noSathane. It's not just resisting the attraction of sin and there it's over.
Hayi ukuthi uzomelana nje nezinkanuko nohekwa isono bese kuphela lapho.
No, when you resist, you will have to suffer for that.
Uma umelana noSathane uzokuhluphekela lokho.
Don't get a fright if you start suffering.
Ungesabi ungashaye uvalo mangabe ukuthi uyahlupheka.
It's nothing new.
Akuyona into entsha.
Peter knew about it.
Upetwa ekwazi lokho.
He said that years ago.
Wakusho eminyakeni eminingi yadlula.
Thousands of years ago.
Izinkulungwane ngezinkulungwane zeminyaka yadlula.
But I want to go to the second part of this portion.
Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ke ngiye engxenyeni yesibili yale nkulumo.
When this old man spoke to Mary.
Ngesikhathi le ndoda endala ikhuluma no Maria.
And he says, and a sword will pierce through your soul so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
Lapho ethi nenkemba yothinta owakho umphefumulo ukuze izizinto zabaningi zivezobala.
Friend, remember your whole life on earth. Things will happen to you which will make your thoughts to be revealed.
Bahlobo qaphelani nazi ukuthi izinto zizokwenzeka kulomhlaba ezizodala ukuthi kuvezwe kudalulo bala nezizinto zenu.
Things that you did not even know existed in your life.
Izinto owangacabanganga nokucabanga wena ukuthi zikhona empilweni yakho.
Things will happen.
Izinto eziyokwenzeka.
And you may say, well, I'm a Christian.
Uzitshele ukuthi wena hayi ngiyikhrestu.
I met the Lord. I served the Lord. I suffered for the Lord. But in spite of that, as long as you live, God will still reveal things that will expose the thoughts of your heart, hidden thoughts that you didn't even know about.
Noma kunjalo kodwa inkosi iyokwambula iveze izinto izizindlo zenhliziyo yakho izinto obungacabanga nokucabanga ukuthi zikhona kuwe.
Don't be surprised if all kinds of ugly hohas, nunus come out of your soul.
Ungathuki ungabi ungashaye uvalo noma ube ngumuntu omangalayo mangabe kuzoqhamuka kubheduke izinto ezimbi izinto ezingathi zizinuno zivela enhlizweni yakho.
What has the birth of Christ not revealed? What hidden thoughts of your heart has the birth of Christ not revealed in your life?
Ikuphi okungazange kuvezwe, okungazange kuvezwe obala, okungeke kuvele uma ngabe uKristu ezambula eveza lezo zinto enhlizweni yakho na?
If he was not born, maybe those thoughts would have never been revealed in your life.
Uma engazange azalwe uKristu, mhlambe nalezo zizindlo bezingeke zivele obala.
But he brings division.
Kodwa uletha lokho kwahlukana.
He says fathers against children.
Uletha ukwahlukana phakathi kobaba nabantwana.
Children against parents.
Abantwana phakathi kwabazali.
Brothers against sisters.
Abafuwe yabo nodadewabo.
Sisters against brothers.
Odadewabo nabafuwabo.
This is all this division that comes because of the birth of the Christ child.
Lokhu kwahlukana kulethwa kuphela ngenxa yokuzalwa kwenkosi uKristu.
And suddenly you'll see a jealousy coming up in you, which may appear like a righteous jealousy, you know, I am right, this is wrong.
Bese kufika lokho kuhawu lo mhawu nalomona oyoqhamuka kuwe bese uzitshela ukuthi mina ngiseqinisweni lokho yana akulungile.
Or maybe pride, suddenly somebody says and something comes out and you realize, you know what, it's because I was unwilling to humble myself that I said this.
Bese kufika into enhlizweni yakho ozoyibona emva kwesikhathi ukuthi ngesikhathi ngizwa lokhu bekufanele ngizehlise kodwa ngizehlisanga ngizithobanga.
Irritability.
Ucasuka.
Suddenly, you know, you get irritated with these people that don't do what you want them to do.
Bese ucasula udinwa nje yilaba bantu abangafuni ukulalela ukwenza lokho obatshela khona ukuthi bakwenze.
Greediness.
Ube khona umona nomhawu.
And listen to this.
Lalela lokhu.
Intolerance to the mistakes of other people.
Bese ukuba nokubekezelela amaphutha abanye abantu.
Intolerance to the mistakes of other people.
Ukubekezelela amaphutha enziwa ngabanye abantu.
What has the birth of Christ revealed in your and my heart, dear brothers and sisters.
Wena mhlobo wami, dadwethu nomfowethu, ukuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu Kristu, kwembuleni kuvezeni enhlizweni yakho na.
All these evil things,
lezi zinto zonke zimbi,
but that's not the end.
Kodwa akukhona ukugcina
lo. There's something more important than that.
Kukhona okubalekile okuhle kunalokho.
What do I do when God reveals something in my heart?
Ngenzani mina ngithatha siphi isinyathelo ma uKristu evula embula into enhlizweni yami?
Because all our hearts are evil.
Ngoba izinhliziyo zethu zonke zimbi.
And you could have been serving God for 20 years.
Kungenzeka ukuthi usumkhonzile uKristu iminyaka engamashumi amabili edlule.
And something happens.
Bese kuba khona into eyenzekayo.
An accident.
Kube khona ingozi ethile.
A ship runs on the rocks.
Mhlambe kube lo mkhumbi wakho bese utholakala usesemadwaleni.
Suddenly deep inside me there's something coming up that I didn't know existed.
Bese kuba khona into evukayo enhlizweni yami enyakazayo ebengingazi ukuthi khona.
As we heard from that Chinese man of God on Sunday.
Njoba sizwile ngalo muntu wase China kaNkuluNkulu ngesonto.
What's more important is once God shows that to you.
Okubalekile uma uNkulunkulu esekukhombisile into.
Are you willing to bring that to the light?
Ngabe ukulungeleni ukuthi uba ukulethe lokho ekhanyeni na?
Are you willing to confess that?
Ngabe uzimisela ukuthi ukuvume na?
No matter how humiliating it may be.
Noma ngabe kubiza ukuthi uzehlise kangakanani.
No matter what the consequences may be.
Noma ngabe uzohlangana nobunzima obungakanani.
You may lose your job.
Mhlawumbe ungalahlekelwa ngumsebenzi wakho ngokwenze njalo.
Maybe you lose your credibility.
Mhlawumbe uzolahlekelwa ukuhlonishwa kwakho ngokwenze njalo.
But the big thing is that we are willing to come out as God sanctifies us.
Kodwa kube ukuthi sizimisele kuba size kuNkulunkulu njengoba uNkulunkulu esingcwelisa.
Or are you trying to cover it up?
Noma wena uyazama ukuthi ukugqiba ukumboze na?
Friends, I want to move on to the next example.
Ngithanda ukuthi bese ngisuka ngiye kwesinye isibonelo esilandelayo.
This is my final story.
Lokhu ke kuyindaba yami yokugcina.
There was a ship that sank, which we all know about. It was called the Titanic.
Kukhona umkhumbi owacwilayo owazikayo esiwazi kakhulu iTitanic.
2 years after that ship, another ship that looked very much the same, virtually identical, sank.
Eminyakeni emibili emva kwalokho omunye umkhumbi futhi owufana nawo nse nalo owacwile kuqala nawo futhi wacwila.
In 1914.
Go 1940.
The name of the ship was the Empress of Ireland.
Igama lalo mkhumbi ke wabizwa kanjalo.
It was on the way from Canada to London.
Lo mkhumbi osuka ezweni lase Canada uqonde ezweni lase England.
And there were approximately 14,000 passengers on board.
Kulinganiselwa kubantu abezinkulungwane ezishuminana ababephakathi lomkhumbi.
But this ship sank different from the Titanic.
Kodwa lona ke wesibili wacwila wona ngendlela ehlukile kune Titanic.
It went very fast.
Kwaphuthuma kakhulu kwawo.
There was no time to let down the lifeboats for people to get saved.
Yayingekho isikhathi sokuthi ukhishwe lemkhumbi emncane ukuba abantu bakwazi ukuthi basinde lapho bakwazi ukuthi bathole ukusizakala.
14 minutes and the ship was down.
Imizuzu eyishumi nane nje umkhumbi wawusuphansi.
And more or less only 400 people got saved.
Abantu nje abangamakhulu amane kuphela kulwa 14,000 bona abasindayo.
On board the ship there were different people.
Kulomkhumbi phakathi kwakhona izinhlobo ezahlukene zabantu.
There were businessmen.
Khona abantu abangosomabhizinisi.
There were rich people.
Kukhona abantu abacebile.
There were celebrities.
Kukhona abantu abangonontandwa kubukwa abantu banamhlanje.
But there was another group of people.
Kodwa khona olunye uhlobo futhi lwabantu olalukhona.
They were part of the Salvation Army youth.
Laba ke babe ngabasha bebandla le Salvation Army.
And they were on the way for a conference of the Salvation Army in London.
Laba babe kulomkhumbi beqonde kwingqunguthela ye Salvation Army eyayizoba khona ezweni laseNgilandi.
And their accommodation, their cabins, was fortunately, luckily, just next to the room where the life vests, the life jackets was kept.
Ngenhlanhla bona indlu ababehleli kuyo leligumba ababehleli kuyo kuthiwa laliseduze la kwakugcinwa khona izinto lezi abagqokayo mangabe befuna ukuthi basinde manje.
So fortunately they could go quickly and get all the life jackets out and put all the life jackets on.
Ngenhlanhla bavele bagijima nje baya kulendlu bathatha lama vests lawa okubhukudwa ngawo bafaka emzimbini yabo.
And they jumped into the water with the life jackets.
Base bephuma bengena emanzini bebhukuda.
They were very lucky.
Baba nenhlanhla enkulu.
But as I said, about 400 people were saved.
Kodwa njoba ngishilo ukuthi babengamakhulu amana abantu abasindayo.
After the ship, after everything had sunk and those who stayed alive were saved, they looked for these Salvation Army youth.
About 170 people.
They could not find one. Not one of them amongst the survivors. So they started investigating what on earth happened when this ship sank. Because they were very confused by it. And in the end they had a meeting of all the survivors came together. And as they discussed in the meeting what happened to them when the ship sank, they started hearing stories. Some of the people that were saved were eyewitnesses to what happened. Others actually experienced what had happened. And all these stories were the same.
Indaba yababa bexoxa ngokwahlukana kodwa kwakuhlangana kuyinto eyodwa.
They said a young person, a young man or a young lady, swam to me.
Omunye wathi omunye omusha noma owesifazane noma oyinsizwa wabhukuda waqonda kimi weza kimi.
Take off his or her life jacket.
Wakhumula ijacket lakhe leli lokubhukuda walikhumula.
And gave it to me.
Wanikeza mina.
And then we don't know what happened to them.
Besethi angazi ke emveni kwalokho ukuthi kwenzekani kuye.
But then some said, no, we saw this happening.
Omunye wasethi hayi mina ngabona ukuthi kwenzekani.
After they had lost, they've given away their life jackets.
Bathi emveni kokuba sebesinikezile thina lama jacket okubhukuda.
The water was very cold.
Amanzi ayibanda kakhulu.
And they knew they are going to die quickly.
Saqonda ukuthi vele bazofa ngokusheshsha okukhulu.
They swam from person to person.
Bahukuda beya kumuntu ngamunye ngamunye.
And said to the people, are you a Christian? Are you saved?
Bebuza ilona lo muntu ukuthi ngabe ungumzalwane ungumKristu na usindisiwe na.
Until they were too cold or too tired and they sank.
Kwaze kwafika la bephelelwa khona ngamandla ngenxa yokuthi basebegodole kakhulu basebecwila.
Because they had no more life jackets left.
Ngoba lama jacket ayezobasiza ayengasekho kubona.
They knew they didn't have much time.
Baqonda ukuthi abasenaso isikhathi esanele esiningi.
But the time they had, they wanted to lead people out of the claws of Satan into eternal salvation.
Kodwa lesisikhathi esincane ababenaso bafuna ukuba basebenzise ekuthini babasusa abantu ezidladleni zika Sathane babalethe ensindisweni.
Every one of the 170 died. They all died.
Bonke laba 170 ababhubhayo lapho babhubha bonke.
I don't know where you find yourself.
Angazi mina ukuthi uzithola ukuphi wena.
Maybe you're in a position where you know I'm going to die soon.
Mhlawumbe usezingeni lapho na ubona khona ukuthi ngingafa noma nini manje.
Are you using this last bit to save people's souls or to bring destruction to people who are saved?
Ngabe uyasebenzisa lamandla akho onawo asasele ekutheni ubasindise abantu bakhiphe lapho noma usebenzisa lamandla akho ukubadicilela phansi abantu babhubhise.
One man told the story.
Enye indoda yaqoxa le ndaba.
He was a big tough guy with tattoos all over his body.
Le ndoda kwakuyindoda endloki eyondlekile engathi ngempela ingumuntu omkhulu.
And he says a girl swam to him, took off her life jacket and threw it at him.
Uthi omunye weza kuye wabhukuda wathatha ijacket lakhe lelokubhukuda walinikeza yena.
And said, put it on.
Wathi ligqoke.
So he put it on.
Walifaka.
But as he swam away, he suddenly thought, I can't do this. I'm a strong man, this is a girl. And there's a photo of that jacket. Actually, it got saved. It still exists.
Ngakwazi ukusibona futhi isithombe salelo jacket lelo elasebenza ngaleso sikhathi.
He swam back at her, took off the jacket and threw it to her.
Wabuyela kuyona intombazane wayinikeza lona ijacket leli.
And she said to him, are you a Christian?
Intombazane yathi ungumzalwane uyikholwa na?
And he said to her, no, I'm not.
Le ndoda yaphendula yathi cha ngiyena umzalwane.
She said to him, do you want to be a Christian?
Yathi intombazane uyathanda yena ukuba ngumzalwane na?
He says, no, I'm not ready for it yet.
Lendoda yaphendula yathi cha angikakulungeli lokho.
So she took her life jacket off.
Wathatha futhi ijacket lakhe leli.
And she threw the life jacket back at him in that stormy ice cold water.
Wathatha leli jacket futhi walibuyisela emuva kuleyo ndoda leyo kulawo manzi lawo abandayo naleso simo sezulu esingesihle.
She said to him, take the jacket.
Wathi lithathe leli jacket.
If I die,
uma ngifa mina,
I go to heaven.
Ngizoya ezulwini.
If you die, you will not go to heaven.
Kodwa ukufa wena ngebuye ezulwini wena.
So you should rather live and let me die.
Wathi okungcono ukuthi wena usinde uphile bese udedela mina ngifa.
And that man had tears in his eyes.
Le ndoda le ikusho lokhu ngezinyembezi emehlweni ayo.
He said, I got saved twice.
Wathi ngasindiswa kabili mina.
First my body got saved.
Okokuqala umzimba wami wasindiswa.
He says, and then my soul got saved for eternity.
Okwesibili umphefumulo wami wasindiswa ingunaphakade.
Oh friends, have you used the life jackets that are being thrown to you in this wonderful place of revival?
Ngabe mhlobo wena usuyisebenzisile leli jacket lakho lokuphila onikezwa lona olitholayo kule ndawo yemvuselelo na?
As I said to you, it is a miracle that we can be sitting like this, white and black together.
Njoba ngishilo ekuqaleni ukuthi kuyisimanga kimi ukunibona nihleli kanjena abamhlophe nabansundu.
Show me another church where it's like this.
Ngikhombise uma ulaze elinye ibandla elikwaziyo ukuthi lihlanganise abantu kanje.
But this is not the end of the story.
Kodwa akuyona ukuphela kwendaba lokhu.
This is the most important part.
Nakho ke okubaleke kakhulu.
When this happened, General Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, had passed away 2 years ago.
Ngesikhathi kwenzeka lokhu ke umphathi webandla le Salvation Army osanda kudlula eminyakeni emibili edlule.
If I'm correct, he died in 1912 and this ship sank in 1914.
Uma ngabe ngicabanga kahle ushone ngo-1912 kanti ke umkhumbi lo washona ngo-1940 waqila ngo-1940.
But the Salvation was still on fire. It was an organization. on fire for God.
Kodwa imvuselelo yayisavutha futhi nomsebenzi wawakhelwe emvuselelweni evuthayo ngomlilo kaNkuluNkulu.
And every year General Booth used to write a letter to all his soldiers across the world, all the countries across the world, to encourage them and to give them a message.
Uthwake njalo ngonyaka uGeneral Booth lo ubejwayele ukuthi abhale incwadi ayiqondise kubo bonke abalandeli noma abazwalane bakhe emhlabeni wonke jikelele ebaqunga isibindi ebanikeza isibindi sokuqhubekela phambili.
As he got older and older, he became weaker and weaker.
Ngesikhathi ekhula eyangoba mdala waqala manje waphelelwa ngamandla esengumuntu obuthaka.
And his messages got shorter and shorter.
Nembiko ayibhalayo futhi yangokuya ibamfushane kakhulu.
The very last message which he wrote,
umbiko ogcina ngci awubhalayo,
was just one word.
Uthwa nje kwakuwumugqa noma umusho wodwa.
He just sent one word to all his soldiers across the world.
Wathumela nje umusho owodwa kubo bonke abalandeli bakhe namasosha akhe emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
And that was the word others. Other people.
Lo mbiko kwawumbiko oqondene nabanye abantu.
And I don't know whether it was that message under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that influenced the youth of the Salvation Army to do what they did that night when that ship sank.
Kodwa angazi noma lo mbiko yiwona yini owadala ukuthi lentsha le ikwenze lokho eyakwenza ngalobo busuku ngesikhathi esindisa abantu.
He said to them, others.
Wathi abanye abantu.
Love for others.
Philelani abanye abantu.
What is your and my life doing?
Impilo yami nempilo yakho yenzani na?
Am I living for others?
Ngabe ngiyabaphilela yini abantu na, abanye abantu abaseceleni na?
Approximately 2000 years ago. Well, let me just first say this. He was so old that he could just write one word. But that word was filled by the Holy Spirit and used by the Holy Spirit.
Ngoba sishilo ukuthi wayesemdala engasakwazi ukubhala amagama amaningi kodwa wabhala nje lo mushwana lo kodwa lawo mazwi awasho ayigcwele umoya kaNkuluNkulu
moyeni. And thank God that they loved and respected him so much that they took that one word to hearts and they kept it in their bosoms and in their hearts.
Makabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi bawuthatha lo mbiko lo bawugcina bawufaka phakathi ezinhlizweni zabo.
And they loved for others.
Baphila bephilela abanye abantu abaseceleni.
What are you spending your life on?
Wena ngabe usichitha kuphi isikhathi sakho nempilo yakho na?
On yourself?
Uwe ezintweni eziqondene nawe kuphela.
Or on others?
Noma usiza abanye abantu na?
What is the final, when one day we stand before God, what is the final word going to be about your life?
Kuyothwani ngawe liyothini izwi lokugcina eliyokhulunywa ngawe uma ngabe sesime phambi kaNkuluNkulu yilipi izwi lokugcina eliyokushiyo ngawe na?
Have you caused people to fall away, to lose their faith, to abandon God and cause shipwreck to their faith?
Ngabe wena udale ukuthi abantu bahlukane noNkuluNkulu bawe endleleni yabo yokholwa bese belahlekelwa imkhumbi yabo yokomoya na?
Or have your life, up to the last single word you've been able to speak, been to save the souls of others?
Noma uphile ngendlela yokuthi kuze kube sekugcineni la usukhipha khona izwi lakho lokugcina nempilo yakho kube yiyo leyo ukuthi ukuphilela ukusiza abanye abantu na?
And I'm not just speaking about humanitarian aid.
Angikhulumi lapha ngalolu sizo loloqhamuke enhlanganweni zokusiza abantu ngokosizo lokumzimba.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with humanitarian aid.
Akuyona ayikho into engalungile lapho enhlanganweni esiza abantu ngokwesidingo zomzimba.
You see all the humanitarian aid around you, what this work of God is doing to people.
Uyabona futhi nanokuthi kwenzekani abantu besiza abanye abantu nalomsebenzi sikuwo ukuthi basiza kanjani abanye abantu.
Uplifting the community.
Ukuphakamisa izimpilo zabantu.
Creating jobs.
Ukudala imisebenzi.
Teaching people skills with which they can go and make a living.
Ukufundisa abantu amakhono athile ukuze bakwazi ukuziphilisa nabo.
But like that youth of the Salvation Army.
Kodwa njengalabo abasha balelo bandla le Salvation Army.
This is not about community upliftment and humanitarian aid.
Kodwa akukhona lokho ukuphakamisa umphakathi nje kanye nokusiza abantu ngokusizo lokomzimba.
It has always been, and up till today, the leader of the mission has shown us it is to save the souls of the people, even if I die in the process.
Kodwa sonke isikhathi futhi nomholi wale mission esikuyona ubelokho esikhumbuza njalo esitshela ukuthi masibasize abantu abaseduze kwethu sibakhuphulele kwelinye izinto.
2000 years ago, a little child was born.
Emva kweminyaka engamakhulu ezinkulungwane ezimbili ezedlule umntwana wazalwa.
And the old man in the temple said this to his mother.
Lo muntu omdala wasethempelini washo lamazi kunina.
He will be born to the rise and the fall of many.
Lona umiselwe ukuwa nokuvuka kwabaningi.
He gave his life for others.
Wanikela impilo yakhe ngenxa yabanye abantu.
He came to this world not for himself, for others.
Weza kulomhlaba engazizeli yena kodwa ezela abanye abantu.
He lived amongst us for
others.
He was crucified for others.
He
was empty of himself.
We as
his disciples should be the same. Let us treasure the guidance that we got from the leader of the work.
Masibe ngabantu abakujabulelayo nabakuthokozelayo ukuholwa futhi nangumholi wethu walomsebenzi.
Siyabonga inkonzo enjengale.
We are so grateful for such a message.
Mina ngihleli phansi ngibusisekile onendlebe uzwile.
As I was seated, I was blessed, and blessed is the one who had an ear to hear.
Kushuthi singena kulokhu isimuzi nje singena ku 25 sizongena enyakeni ozayo khona umphako esesutholile.
So on this Christmas day, the 25th of December, as we're about to enter the new year, we have received food for the road.
Ngise ngathi sinenhlanhla thina esikhona la ukuza intshumayelo enjengale.
And I thought we were here are so privileged to hear and receive messages of this caliber.
Ngathi inkulunkulu ngasiza singafani nalaba abawayo.
And may God help us that we will not be amongst those who stumble.
Sifane nalabo abazovuka ngale nkonzo sesizwile.
But maybe rather be amongst those who will rise up and be raised up through a message like this.
Kube umthandazo wami nje ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza singafani nabawayo kodwa sifane nabazovuswa lenkonzo.
And my prayer is that we may not be amongst those who stumble and fall, but rather amongst those who are raised up and live.
Khumbulani ukuthi lo muntu uSimeoni wayelungile.
Remember, Simeon was a righteous man.
UNkulunkulu wakwazi ukusebenza ngaye enomoya ongcwele.
God was able to use them, he being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Wakwazi wathi hawu mangase nami nje ngibone uJesu oyinkosi.
He said, oh, if only my eyes may see the Messiah.
Kusho ukuthi la eBhayibhelini lami lesiZulu luthi lithi uKristu oyinkosi.
In my Bible it says to see Christ the Lord.
Manje kanti kuzofezeka ngempela.
And indeed his desire was fulfilled.
Mayisayibona ingane wayigona.
As he saw the child and he embraced the child, he said, "Oh Lord, dismiss my soul now in peace. I may now die in peace. For I've seen my Savior." And may we, through this service and message, see the Lord, see the Savior in our lives. Through this message, may we see the Savior in our lives. May we not be amongst those who are wreckers of others and say we are doing the work of Christ. They say they are advising them, counseling them. In the meantime, they are wrecking their souls. And Simeon said this. He told the parents,
"Wathi hey nizele umntwana oyisimanga kuzoba khona ukuwa kube khona ukuvuka kulo inkulengane le."
He said, "This child is like no other, but he is born to the rise and the fall of many."
Kwenzekani namhlanje kuyayiwa kubayawa bayavuka.
So what is happening today? Many are rising and many are falling.
Kwangathi nathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ke ngalentshumayelo kube ezosivusa.
But may God help us that through this message we may be raised up.
Kodwa lo muntu ukuze asho lento aqiniseke ukusho lento wayenomoya kaNkulunkulu.
And as Simeon said that, and he said it and confirming it, saying it through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Uma sesingasenawo umoya kaNkulunkulu sesinomoya kaSathane sizobona abantu sesibawisa sesingasabafaki endleleni kaNkulunkulu.
And if we have a different spirit to the Holy Spirit, no longer will we be able to help people and cause them to rise up, but we'll be a stumbling block to them.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ngale nkonzo esizwile.
May God help us that we too may be filled with the Holy Spirit. If we no longer have the Holy Spirit, we may think we are helping people. In the meantime, we are causing them to stumble. And we would maybe even say, we've got God's Spirit. There's an older person, as I close, who's already passed away. He saw somebody else's child. When the child was born, and he said, "Oh, your child is sucking his or her thumb." And the person said, that child is going to grow up and become a criminal, a skebengu. And that is what happened. But Simeon, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "This is an amazing child. And he will be the cause of the rise and fall of many in Israel."
Now,
when last did you look at your child and inspect your child and see what is the state of well-being of your child? You know, a small child dirties its nappy, and every now and again you've got to see, is the child still all right? Does it need to have a change of a nappy? If you've last looked at your child in 2010, do you think that child will live?
Longane siyagula ngokomoya, longane ifiya ifile, longane uthi wena usahamba noJesu ufile ngaphakathi kadafa.
And you may think, that child is still walking with the Lord Jesus. In the meantime, that child has died long ago.
Maybe
you say, many years ago, 99, or 2010, or 2013, when I came to the Lord, I confessed my sin. But in the meantime, what's happened inside? You've become rotten inside. And they need to see, parents, in us, that this Jesus is alive, or is he dead? Yes, even though he might have died in many others, but in me, that they may see he's alive. It's not good that you preach, you testify, you sing, and while you do all of that, people can point a finger at you and say, well, you know, yes, he does that, but this is that, this and that in his life. You don't know that through that, you're actually causing their hearts to harden even more. Some don't know. If you've got that sin of stubbornness, you've got the sin of witchcraft. That's what the Bible says. Others don't know that if you are proud and haughty, that you've got the sin of the peacock. And if you are troubled by those things, as the Lord's servant said, those are the things that you should not hide, cover up, but expose, bring to the light and confess. That we may be saved. A person is saved on a daily basis. Don't just say, I have been saved. But it should be easy, or you should be quick, that if you stumble in the slightest way, that you come and say, I have sinned. And you say, I thought I said the right thing, but I said the wrong thing. I'm sorry, forgive me. And then you're saved in your speech. And then we'll see it's possible to go this way. But if you're not willing to admit to your faults, it will be very difficult for you. And Simeon said, oh, I have seen the salvation. I have seen the Christ. Now I can be dismissed in peace. I don't know if to us it will be like that, that we'll be able to say when that day comes, Lord, I've seen your salvation. I've seen your working in my life. Lord, you may take me now. I can go in peace.
It is wonderful to have salvation. No matter shy for tonight, Sizulu.
I don't know if we can ask the choir to come and sing. It is wonderful to have salvation. I don't know if they still remember it in Zulu and in English. I think time still allows it.
Sogo balula, again, challenge you, pet, I guess,
Maybe we can just close in prayer as they get up.
Siyabonga Nkulunkulu wethu uyasithanda.
Thank you, Lord, for you love us.
Abekho Nkosi abanenhlanhla njengathi.
Lord, there are no people as privileged as we are.
Ukuthi sizwe inkonzo njengale.
That we may hear such a message.
Esilolayo Nkosi ukuthi sibe bukhali ngokomoya.
A message that sharpens us spiritually.
Esinika ukuthi simvuthele uNkulunkulu simphilele.
A message that causes us to be on fire and burn for God.
Esivuselelayo Nkosi ngokomoya.
A message that quickens us spiritually.
Ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sikuphilele.
That at all times we may live for you.
Kwangathi njalo singaba sekuvukeni singafani nalabo abafayo. Noma sibabona bekhona phakathi kwethu thina singahambi ngaleyo ndlela.
Oh Lord, may we be alive, may we be raised to life and not be amongst those who fall, even if we see them in our midst, that we may not take after them.
Amen.
Amen.